Chapter 19. Moving in silence through the heart of the Conqueror, Hanno raised his fist, halting the brother behind him as they reached the door to Garl and Serlak's laboratory. The pair of saboteurs had taken no chances, walking across the skin of the World Eater's flagship and gaining entry by an auxiliary service hatch. They stalked inside in stripped-down armor, following a circuitous path they had memorized that would lead them to their target without being detected. The doorway to the laboratory loomed over Hanno. He shot his brother a glance and gave a swift nod. The World Eater, his armor marked red to display his training with the Mechanicum, sent a pulse signal to another legionary within the ship's generatorium control district. Moments later, the power across the entire deck was severed, and the laboratory was plunged into darkness. A low clunk signaled that the magnetic seal locking the door had deactivated. Working swiftly, the World Eaters sprang out from the corridor, punching into the bulkhead seam with pry bars. They would have just 15 seconds before power was rerouted and the outage restored by backup systems. Grunting with the effort, Hanno and the Tech Marine wrenched a gap open, hauling the inoperative bulkhead just wide enough to admit them. A Mechanicum adept jolted back, wailing in binaric cant as the legionaries appeared within the laboratory. The noise stopped abruptly as Hanno rammed a knife into the adept's spine. The World Eaters split up, fanning out across the chamber. They slipped past iron slabs occupied by dissected Genons and their own dead brothers, not sparing a glance at the horrors spread out across the room as they searched for the central cogitators holding Garland Serlak's research or any working prototypes of the Butcher's nails. Hanno stopped before a row of stasis plinths set against a wall. Running on independent power sources, the caskets contained every iteration of the Butcher's nails that Garland Serlak had created, hanging in the icy glow of a stasis field. Each of the plinths was marked with a red saltire, with readouts listing the details of what had caused each prototype to fail, all except for the last one. Contained within the last plinth was a crest of silver cabling and subcranial nodes, ones that looked almost identical to the Primarch's own. The soft clack of ceramite sounded as Hanno entered the command to open the stasis field. The protective crystal sheath enclosing the field peeled back before him as he reached to take the implants in his hands. All of this occurred in those 15 seconds, and the secondary generators engaged. Secondary lumens thrummed to life, lending the huge chamber a weak gloom and throwing a trio of shadows into long, twisted view against the wall. Hanno turned as the Tech Marine collapsed in a twitching heap. He grunted as he felt something small and sharp prick his neck.
"Hello, Dimarcurius," said Garland Serlak.
Hanno spun on his heel to face the apothecary, but his vision kept on spinning after he had stopped. He reached up and tugged the dart from his neck, staring at it as his eyes lost focus and he thudded to his knees.
"Potent, isn't it?" said Garland. "Fabius of the Third shared that delightful concoction with me when last we met. He's an irksome little creature, to be sure, but let it never be said that he is not an inspired alchemist."
Garland sank to his haunches before Hanno, watching as tiny black webs swelled over the World Eater's flesh.
"Now your hearts are liquefying as we speak. So tell me why you came here."
Hanno said nothing, stifling a cough as black foam bubbled from his lips and hauled himself back to his feet.
"Ah, a faithful brother to the end."
Garland tilted his head.
"Well, to your own centurion at least. What did Major tell you when he sent you here?"
The apothecary sighed.
"I had hoped that by showing him what I had found, we could avoid something like this, that he would understand the folly of his actions."
Hanno stumbled again. Garland extended a hand, keeping the Dimarcurius upright. With a grunt, Hanno pulled his knife from his belt. His fingers would not obey him, and the blade clattered to the deck. Garland gave a short, weary laugh.
You still don't understand what we are on the verge of accomplishing here, do you? You think that you will kill me, destroy my life's work, and then what? Angron will change his mind?
Garland withdrew his hand, and Hanno slumped to his hands and knees.
I've learned so much recreating the butcher's nails, said Garland,
as he slowly circled his stricken brother.
And not just about the Primarch, but about us. Each and every one of us, Hanno. You and even I myself, we are like an incomplete puzzle. Not incomplete because we lack the proper pieces, no, but because we have too many. We have gone out into the stars to render conquest, to sweep the galaxy clean of any who would oppose the Imperium of Man. But we have been weighed down by the vestiges of humanity that hold us back. Hesitation, conscience, the desire to survive more than to kill. Things like this don't aid us in our conquests. They hinder us.
Garland smiled.
The nails are going to sweep that all away. Those clinging traces of humanity will be excised, and all that will be left is rage. A rage that will conquer the galaxy.
Hanno attempted to reach for the apothecary, his hands swiping at thin air before he unbalanced and sprawled back onto the deck.
No, Hanno.
Garland shook his head.
You are like a dull blade, fighting in ignorance to remain that way in the face of becoming sharp, honed, perfect. That is something that Fabius and his gilded ilk have never understood. Perfection has never been about the body, or even the mind. Perfection is a state only the soul can achieve, and my poor ignorant brother, there is such perfection in rage. And though you will never experience it, the Legion, all of our brothers, will.
Hanno fought to stand, and Garland caught him as he fell, holding him as he slid down to the deck. He loomed over Hanno, watching intently as the darkening blood vessels bloomed across his face.
The toxin will kill you, sure enough, said Garland. But I wonder...
One of the mechanical arms of his chirurgeon folded forward over his shoulder, the diamond-tipped drill at its end whirring as it spun to life.
I wonder if there is yet a debt of agony that a betrayal such as this demands.
The drill advanced, drawing closer to his face.
What would the Primarch say if he were here? I feel quite confident he would think there is. You will be stopped,
Hanno snarled.
The future you want will not come to pass. We will destroy it. No, no, kinsman.
Garland smiled as the drill slowly descended into his brother's eye.
For it is the future that shall destroy you.